Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with our Daughter of Zion, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, honey, and may our Abba Father bless you in all your endeavors. Tonight we will be finishing the teaching about Halloween, after, of course, some prophetic news. But first, let us covet his special blessing.
Abba Father, we truly thank you for all you do for us, as we will continue forever to trust you in every situation. For we are the bride of Christ and have the mind of Christ. Therefore, we will not fear the aggressor, but rather glorify you. We pray for a speedy recovery for the sick amongst us and the salvations of our precious loved ones. May you continue to grant President Trump miraculous protection, and to all our uncorrupted leaders from their many foes. They all need your wisdom, your mercy, and your grace. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
And amen.
Well, Judge Amy Barrett is now Justice Barrett.
Oh, and may God be with her and grant her the wisdom of Solomon, because the Dems will be revengeful.
Well, they already said so.
Mm-hmm. But in Israel, COVID is declining after their extensive lockdown. We pray it stays that way.
And Sudan has just joined Israel's Abraham Accord.
Yes, and I hear more will be joining. You know, there is a lot of comfort in watching Bible prophecy come together. And many do believe that this agreement of peace is the foundation for a future fulfillment of Daniel 9:27's treaty with the many. But we do live in extraordinary days. Glad to be alive. And so these countries who have joined, as in the Emirates, Bahrain, and now Sudan, are mainly Sunnis who do employ religion of freedom.
And there are many Christians in Sudan.
Yes. You know, I did read yesterday that Israel might even build a hospital in the UAE. But at the top of the list of reasons for these Arab nations to join with Israel is for a military alliance, if needed, in fighting Iran, who are mostly Shiites. And, you know, the Sunnis and the Shiites, well, they've been feuding forever.
It's been a while since you've explained the difference.
Okay, well, the short answer is the Sunnis believe that you must be a direct blood descendant of Muhammad, whereas the Shiites believe you can rather be a descendant of Muhammad's son-in-law, Ali, also his best friend, who knew the most about Muhammad's teachings.
But both agree on the five pillars of Islam.
Yes. And the Sunnis respect Ali, but they do not, as the Shiites do, venerate their imams, you know, because they say they have the gift of divine intercession.
And don't Sunnis pray five times each day?
They do. And they believe they can have a direct relationship with their God, Allah, rather than any imam. Of the two, Shiite Muslims have a more burning desire to engage in martyrdom and teach that suffering is a means of spiritual cleansing. But they only pray three times a day and believe the imams are infallible in their interpretation of the Quran.
Well, you know, which mirrors the way the Pope is venerated in Rome.
Which, since you brought him up, just recently said he openly condones homosexual civil unions, who, he says, they have the right to be happy, for they too are the children of God.
Yeah, I think he needs to reread Romans 1.
And the history of Sodom and Gomorrah. Anyway, I feel sad for the Muslims, as they are brainwashed and very deceived.
But, you know, many are still getting saved.
I know, amen. And some, as the Jews, are having visions and dreams of the real Jesus, as Joel 2:28 predicted would occur in the last days. So, saints of God, look for opportunities to talk to a Muslim. It's easier than you think because God is with you. And actually, they are often open to a discussion, as I became aware of when visiting Israel and actually stayed with a Muslim family for a week, whom we had met on a previous trip. Very welcoming and hospitable.
Well, you know, a lot of seeds were planted on that trip.
Yes, and in Jordan, too.
But we need to move on.
Oh, we do. And President Trump announced over the weekend a new Armenia-Azerbaijan ceasefire was brokered by our U.S. administration, but unfortunately did not hold up for long. Russia, too, had previously tried to do that, but it never held either. Terrible fighting, and Armenia is mainly made up of apostolic Christians, and many are being killed.
Over land, of course.
Mostly. And if you watched last week's debate, you saw that President Trump did get out a bit of important information on Hunter's pay-to-play scheme. And we covered a lot about this scandal last week, but added confirmation just keeps surfacing on how Hunter Biden really did sell access to his father while Joe was vice president to get specific favors.
Which they did.
Especially China, who received the necessary permits and CFIUS approval to buy up American innovations. As well, China infiltrated certain companies and stole even our techie ideas. There is just no doubt that Joe Biden made it happen and sold out America for money.
Well, you know, his whole family made millions, too.
And witnesses are coming forward. And yet the mainstream media is avoiding the subject, hoping just to get Biden over the finish line. You know, honestly, the Dems really don't care if Joe remains president. In fact, I think they know he's incompetent. And we'll use the 25th Amendment to oust him so Kamala Harris can then take over as president.
And that is the bottom line.
Oh, no doubt about it.
And this censorship from social media, it's abhorrent.
Millions of people don't even know the truth of what's going on. Facebook and Twitter were supposed to be subpoenaed this week. But Lindsey Graham says, oh, let's wait until after the election. What's going on here? This needs to be exposed before the election. You know, I heard Lindsey say some pretty awful things about Trump before he was elected. As in May of 2016, he compared Trump to Lucifer. His comments can all be found online.
Well, obviously, he thought he'd better change his rhetoric.
Well, yeah. But you know what? Lou Dobbs last Friday night hit the nail on the head about Lindsey, who for months keeps telling us on the Hannity show to stay tuned. Just stay tuned. He'd get things done, but he never did.
Well, talking about Comey and his cronies coming soon at indictments.
Yeah, Obamagate.
Mm-hmm.
But never did happen, and Lindsey is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary. Anyhow, Biden just can't happen. And as well, we need to take back the House and keep the Senate, too. But major fraud is expected.
We welcome your end-time questions by email to Sheila at ShofarMinistries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message 2440-834-9006. And, of course, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio. 44021. If you appreciate this type of teaching, please tuck in a love offering to help with our expenses for airtime and all our continuing teaching resources, and may God bless you for it. As well, we'll add your name to our correspondence list. You can also donate on our webpage, ShofarMinistries.net, where all the past radio and instructional newsletters are archived for your added learning.
All right, so this Saturday is Satan's Night, and we began a two-week series on the dangers of Halloween last week, and we're going to finish it tonight. But most don't realize the evil connotations associated with this night of evil exaltation. I think we should reread those two verses from last week's program, which is up on our webpage now in case you missed it, because this verse, especially this next verse, that really emphasizes what we mean.
Psalms 12 and verse 8. The wicked walk around on every side when evil is exalted by the people.
In other words, there are more wicked people lurking around on this night. And also read Deuteronomy 19:19.
Put away the evil from among you.
Of course, we all know that demonic spirits have been around forever. And Halloween as well goes back, well, even before Christianity, to the Celtic people's Festival of the Dead. Now, they were originally from Britain and Ireland, if I remember.
Well, and later found all over Europe.
That's right. The Celtics believed in the transference of dead souls into animals, which occurred on what they call the Festival of Samhain, the Lord of Death, on October 31st. And that's where certain horrific rituals were performed involving human sacrifices of children and the drinking of their blood as their fountain of youth. And it is, unfortunately, still going on today.
And even more so on Halloween.
It's true. And also on his lesser special days. And it's just going to continue until Satan is chained up as described in Revelation 20. And it will happen. Remember, as we said last week, on their Celtic calendar, the next year begins every November 1st. So their New Year's Eve is October 31st, when the Lord of Death would gather the souls of the evil dead who had died over the past year and command them to enter the bodies of animals, particularly black cats, but not exclusively.
It is evil's supreme night of demonic jubilation.
Yeah, on this night they also celebrate the beginning of winter darkness.
As daylight grows noticeably shorter.
So, the nighttime lengthier. When the hordes of hell would roam the countryside in a wild celebration of darkness and death, all in honor of their god, Samhain.
Which is actually Satan.
Mm-hmm. Who is delighted to see, still in this generation, so many others celebrating his festival by dressing as ghosts, goblins, and yes, devils too.
So anyhow, the Celtics left offerings of food and drink on their doorsteps for the ghosts.
I know, right? Because the villagers feared that the spirits, well, if they weren't pacified, they would kill their flocks or destroy their property.
Wow, talk about deception.
Mm-hmm. So eventually they felt the only thing these superstitious people knew to do to protect themselves was to masquerade as one of them. What a great idea. Thereby hopefully blending in unnoticed.
You know, how crazy is that?
And it's still being done today. It's just that no one really knows the history. Again, this is the origin of Halloween masquerading as devils, imps, ogres, and other demonic creatures.
Well, to blend with the real demons, demons.
Yeah. Well, it's very dangerous and definitely not funny. Halloween can easily be an open-door invitation to evil forces. And they also use numerous lighted candles, some inside real skulls, to carry for the spirits' guidance in their ceremonies, which again included sacrifices to their god, Samhain.
Also burning large bonfires.
And giving various gifts and offering many prayers to this false god for protection from any evil spirits that would wander off to possibly migrate in with the people.
So this was their god who could protect them?
Yeah. So, anyway, but whatever name you want to choose to use, it all goes back to the chief devil who utilizes different customs according to the country. But over here in America, well, we get to call their false god by his real name of Satan or Lucifer, who thoroughly enjoys watching Americans celebrate his special feast night we call Halloween. Now, I think we have a quote from the Satanist Anton LaVey, who wrote the Satanic Bible, And he also started the first satanic church. And guess where he did that?
Let me guess. San Francisco.
Go figure. Anyhow, could you read his quote about Halloween from 25 years ago?
He said, "I'm glad that even Christians allow their children to worship the devil at least one night out of the year."
Yep, that's how he looked at it.
Those are his words, not ours.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Halloween in America was not even widely practiced here until the 1900s, beginning with a carved turnip and then a pumpkin. So to copy the original witch's use of a real skull carrying a candle inside to light the way to their coven meetings. So it didn't take long for kids to start dressing up as something evil, knocking on doors saying, "If you give us a treat, the goblins and spirits, well, they'll leave you alone."
You know, it's interesting to know the backstory.
It really is. Thankfully, today, many parents are trying to keep their distance from the more sinister costumes to the more acceptable and cute. This way, Christians won't feel too guilty when joining in on the fun like the other kids to celebrate Satan's night. Just don't be deceived. It is Satan's holiday.
You know, and very wicked things are going on somewhere by very wicked people.
For sure. I heard once where they used a hypodermic needle to inject poison into wrapped candy.
You know, you'd never even notice. Be aware of that.
Yes. So, maybe instead of taking part, we should be praying protection for all the innocent children because abductions happen all the time.
Well, you know, even more so on Halloween.
And this year, besides a Halloween mask, these small children are being told they must wear another mask underneath over nose and mouth, of course, for COVID. On top of all, we are promoting eating a lot of sugar. And even if you limit their consumption, most kids will sneak it and you'll never notice.
And kids know it.
Mm-hmm. But sugar is really dangerous for children as it also suppresses the immune system for hours, making them more susceptible to catching diseases.
How many know that?
Mm-hmm, not many. Again, this day is Satan's blasphemous substitution of the resurrection, the rising of the dead spirits.
Well, because he perverts everything from God.
Mm-hmm. Halloween provides a less conspicuous way to play with the concept of death. People dress up as the living dead and fake gravestones adorn front lawns, and these activities are highly accepted this time of year, and it is evolving. Card-carrying Satanists can now demand Halloween off from work as their religious holiday. In fact, Satanists like the Samhains did use this day for their high black masses to greater enhance their ritual blood sacrifices. Even your places of employment encourage workers to dress in a costume, making it hard to find even a restaurant or a store that doesn't have decorations all over their establishment.
As the demons are smiling.
Yeah. So anyway, let's look at the next day. The day after Halloween, on November 1st, is called All Saints Day in the Catholic Church and is also very ancient. For around the year 900 AD, Emperor Leo VI, as well as the leader of the only recognized church, he was both. So he actually held two titles, one political and one spiritual, as other popes continued to do. But he decided, since his wife had recently passed away, that it would be good to honor those who had died the previous year. And, of course, they were surely in heaven. And therefore, still believing that the night before, on October 31st, is when the bad spirits roamed, well, they felt that they should make the next day, November 1st, All Saints Day. Now, originally, this was called All Hallows Day, just like the day before is called All Hallows Eve. But anyway, All Saints Day would be to honor the saints now in heaven, who, by the way, they say, constantly intercede to God for us. And, of course, that's where I have another problem. because that too is demonically inspired. For the dead never pray for us. Only Jesus intercedes for his bride to the Father. Hebrews 7:25 and Romans 8, verse 6. But still another more grievous problem is even the next day, November 2nd, called All Souls Day. This day is set aside to memorialize and pray for a family's loved ones, possibly still in purgatory. For only on this day could a departed spirit finally leave purgatory and go into heaven, if their time of punishment was fulfilled, or if enough prayers or indulgences, of usually money to the church, had been paid by the dead person's loved ones. You know, I have to tell you, I do remember my mother giving money for masses to be said so that my grandfather could get out of purgatory. However, in today's society, if you join the Pope's Twitter, honestly, he really said that he would grant a special indulgence to you or a loved one so to get out early. That's not a joke. He really said it. You can look it up. It was said on July 17th, 2013, and CBS News covered it well, and so did many others. I know most will say, oh, he was just kidding. I don't know, but he sure sounded like he wasn't. But as noted in the beginning of this program, he's playing God, which should grieve us all. The devil is so laughing, but not forever. But let's leave on a good note, because a good thing also happened on October 31st in 1517, when Martin Luther nailed his famous 95 reasons to break away from the Catholic Church on the church's door in Wittenberg, Germany, which started the Reformation. 503 years ago, come this Saturday, is the anniversary of Protestantism, or Protestantism. One of the heresies Martin Luther was protesting against was the sale of indulgences for souls in purgatory. Sadly, but scripturally prophesied, today some Protestant denominations are defying the heroic move of Luther and are now, believe it, they are now rejoining with Rome. And that's going to soon encompass the one world religion under the Antichrist and his false prophet. Honestly, it is amazing to see so many of these signs just coming together. We are blessed to live in these days, and you have been set apart to live in this day. So use that, preach as much as you can to anybody that'll listen. And maybe you're listening to this program and you aren't saved. Or, are you the bride of Christ? Is Yeshua Lord over your life? You know, Luke 21 says that you can escape what's coming, the terrible tribulation, the terrible judgment that's coming upon the earth. And you can escape that with a simple prayer. Just admit you are a sinner, repent, and invite him in to have dominance over you instead of the God of this world. Because I got to tell you, if Jesus isn't ruling your life, then Satan is. There is no in-between. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from number 622 through 27. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, true peace that passes all understanding. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her, talking about Jerusalem, shall prosper. That's Psalms 122, verse 6. Don't forget, that's going to be our home one day soon. God bless. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.